Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going to happen in D.C. today? Yeah, starting at around 10 a.m., the senators will have at it. And when I say have at it, I think there'll be some level, well, there's going to be basically an attack on RFK Jr. This is Trump's nominee for Secretary, Department of Health and Human Services. And this will emphasize that he is not anti-vaccine, apparently. I want to make sure the committee is clear about a few things. News reports have claimed that I am anti-vax or anti-industry. Well, I'm neither. I am pro-safety.
Nice.
That's apparently what he's going to say in his opening statement. It was shared first with Fox News. If Kennedy is confirmed, he would have control over 18 powerful federal agencies, including the CDC and the FDA. And the NIH and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. That's it. That is a big job, an important job that really, I mean, between all those agencies, probably affect every single American.
Oh, one way or the other.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
One way or another.
Yeah.
And look, coming at it from a fresh perspective with fresh eyes and somebody who is willing to definitely think outside the box, he's the guy. But he carries with him a lot of baggage. There's things that he has said. And of course, like anybody else that's a little bit controversial, especially once they decide, oh, he could be in the Trump administration. He's teaming up with Trump. Remember that when he started to back Trump up? All of a sudden, then they would take, you know, his statements and things out of context and blow it up and try to make him sound, for lack of a better term, kind of kooky.
A little quirky.
Quirky crazy. And kooky.
Both. A little crazy. Yeah.
Kennedy will emphasize, apparently, he's not the enemy of food producers. American farms are the bedrock of our culture and national security. I want to work with our farmers and food producers to remove burdensome regulations and unleash American ingenuity. And there's also Thursday in front of the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. They're expected to be contentious because of Kennedy's controversial vaccine views, including his repeated claims linking vaccines to autism, which has been debunked by scientific research. He also served for years as the chief legal counsel for Children's Health Defense, a nonprofit that he founded that's advocated against vaccines and sued the federal government numerous times, including a challenge over the authorization of the COVID vaccine for children. Well, I mean, they cite the absolute one thing that I don't think can be denied. Maybe there's still some doctors that might go against this, but I mean, our own, Dr. John said right from the beginning, and they weren't even talking about kids yet. He goes, they better not try to vaccinate the kids. They will develop this, you know, natural immunity. They're strong unless they have comorbidities. But again, he's absolutely right on that one. Absolutely right. So it'll be very interesting to see what he has asked and what he says. Look, he kind of makes his point here. He says, in my advocacy, I have disrupted and disturbed the status quo by asking uncomfortable questions. Well, I won't apologize for that. We have massive health problems in this country that we must face honestly. So I think a lot of the things he's talked about and others, this reformation and things that we need to do, I use absolutely on the right page. But is he the guy to do that? Is he the guy to bring that forward? And who do we have on? Is this... Ah! Oh, great timing. Dr. John, good morning. Thoughts about RFK Jr.? Should he be confirmed? Would he be a good pick?
Oh, my Lord, yes. Of course, he'll be an amazing pick. You know, we need more people in D.C. that are willing to challenge the narrative. And I tell you, you know, I could go all day telling you about the stuff, the frightening stuff I see in our healthcare system. There's got a great stuff in America's healthcare system. But the stuff that Bobby Kennedy points out is legitimate. The fact that people do not get informed consent, the fact that pediatricians continue to throw parents out of the office when they just want to make informed decisions about their kids. And listen, the whole vaccine thing, yeah, I went to Kansas City. I spoke with him and also a guy named Del Bigtree. You may have heard of him. And the presentations about how these vaccines were rolled out, the callousness, the callous attitude, the careless attitude of people who said they don't need to do the studies. We just roll them out. So, yeah, there are very few safety data. The fact that these vaccine companies are immune from lawsuits and have been for decades, you know, when parents are damaged. So he's just trying to say, listen, parents deserve to make informed decisions. He's the first person we're going to have ever up there in my career overseeing the CDC and the FDA that understands this idea that parents are entitled to make informed decisions for their children. And, of course, we for ourselves. Yeah, he's got his baggage. Who doesn't anymore up in D.C.? But he needs all the support we can get. You know, Mitch McConnell is going to be a definite no on him. And I'm sure there'll be a couple others we've got to work on. So, you know, talk to Kat Kamick about it. But we got to get the Senate on board.
Let me ask you this. So the new vaccines, mRNA or RMNA, I'm sorry.
mRNA, yeah.
Yeah. So these new vaccines, very problematic question, questionable. Does that mean all vaccines are bad or earlier vaccines are still considered effective and useful?
Great question. The mRNA platform is problematic and we'll just leave it at that. The older vaccines are the ones that historically we've been looking at now. I mean, we're starting to say, hey, you say autism, no autism connection. You go back and look. Frankly, there is a connection. The problem is we did not do the studies. We're bombarding children. We in this country give children more vaccines than any other country in the world in terms of the number, the frequency, you know, 4 in 1. Yeah, the older vaccines have their problems. And those diseases, many of them are not even diseases that we need vaccines against anymore.
Well, Dr. John, I hate to cut you off. We've got to get Congresswoman Kat Kamick on, and we will definitely talk to you again very soon. Thank you. 97.3 The Sky.